Didn't do anything autographs.
No?
Way, way fucking overpriced. I mean, $160 for Forrest Whitaker?
Well, that's because he's got to pay for the droopy eye.
Dance, monkey, dance!
Welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
John's back for a week.
Yes.
How are you, John?
I'm fantastic.
We missed you.
You did not.
Yes.
Yes, you did?
Yes. It wasn't the same.
It wasn't?
No.
How was it?
No, I'm sure you didn't listen, but...
Well, I've been a little busy.
I know. So I had a couple people come over and we talked for a long time about nerdy ass shit. And,
yeah.
You know, going to cons and they had just come back from Mad Monster Party up here in South Carolina and talked about that and all kinds of nerdy shit. So it was different. It wasn't just me, which I'm kind of happy about.
Yeah.
We actually recorded for like 3 hours one night, so I had 3 weeks worth of stuff.
Wow.
So... You know, but now that you're going away until fucking 4th of July, I'm going to have to...
Yeah, well, you know, see. You know, there's always a chance you'll get a really crappy Skype call in the middle of the night sometime.
Okay, well, if it's from you, I'll be more than happy to come sit and talk to you.
All right.
So how you been?
I've been swell.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So originally...
Uh-huh.
This conversation was supposed to happen in person.
Yes, it was.
And I had a really bad run of luck last week.
Uh-huh.
So the day before I was supposed to go to Florida, I was awoken at 11:45 at night by a pop and then the sound of rushing water. Shot out of bed because I pretty much knew what it was, that a pipe had burst in the house somewhere, and my job was now to find it.
Yeah.
Threw on some shorts and a shirt and ran down the hallway, and I could hear it. It sounded like it was coming from underneath the upstairs bathroom. Ran downstairs to the kitchen and looked up, and water was already dripping through the ceiling. And I was like, fuck me. I then proceeded to run back upstairs and grab a flashlight. And then for some reason in my head, I'm thinking there's got to be a water shut off under the house somewhere. So went out back, pulled off the cover to the crawl space, went into the crawl space into pretty much a shower because the water was now leaking through the... kitchen floor and into the crawl space. I'm under the crawl space yelling, fuck, 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 where the hell's the shutoff? Fuck, where's the shutoff? Couldn't find it. Went back out front and decided, which of my neighbors am I going to wake up at midnight?
Oh, because gosh.
I don't know where the water shutoff is. The house is now flooding. What the fuck am I going to do? And I looked over, and the house where the husband is a cop and the wife is a real estate agent, I said, they're going to know where the water shutoff is, and their lights are on. So they're the lucky ones. So I go running over there. Now I'm in bare feet. I'm covered head to toe in dirt because I've been under the house.
Right.
I ring the doorbell, and the woman looks out, and... She like kind of opens, she cracks the door open and she's like, yeah. And I said, and I like, now I'm exacerbated. So I can barely talk. I'm breathing heavy
right.
And I could only get out, pipe burst in house, water shut off. Where? So she comes running out. She goes, I know exactly where it is. So we go running over to the water shut off, and the box is filled with water, and I can't get to the water shut off.
Oh, no.
So she goes and she gets a couple of cups, and we're like bailing water out of like a sinking ship at this point. And I could reach it, and her son comes out and brings over like a pair of pliers, and I'm able to like manhandle the water shut off to get it off.
Okay.
So I'm like, I apologize for getting you out here. And she's like, no, it's fine. You know, whatever you need. Now that the water's off, if you need to take a shower, whatever, come on over. At this point, her husband, who's a cop, has now come home because he works at night.
Right.
I go back into the house to start clean up, and there's a knock at the door, and here's my lovely neighbors with a shop vac. No. A shop vac and a dehumidifier and a mop, and like they're like, come on, let's clean this up. And I was like, you guys are great. I don't know how I'm going to repay you for this, but I guess I could mention you on a third-rate podcast. But, you know, whatever. Thank you very much. So they were here until like 3 o'clock in the morning helping us out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So by the time they left, everything was kind of dry. And I was like, there's no way I can go. I'm going to have to talk to insurance agents and adjusters. And that's what I have spent the last week doing.
Yeah.
So, and it really sucks because I was really looking forward to going to Star Wars Celebration with you.
Yeah.
Because that only happens once every couple of years in Orlando. And
yeah,
you were going to be home and it just all worked out. And then fucking everything fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
So I apologize.
Oh, well. You'll have to wait 3 more years.
I know. But you did go.
I did go.
And how was it?
Well, I have come to the realization that these things have nothing to do with the fans. They are all about the money and how much money they can make off of you in any way possible.
Yeah.
So this year, the celebration was 4 days long, started on Thursday, ends tomorrow, Sunday.
Which is weird that it ends on Easter, but okay.
Well, it, yeah. the event begins at 10 a.m. every day. However, on Wednesday night and Thursday night, you could actually sleep over in the convention center so you could be first in line. Well, tens of thousands of people actually did that.
Really?
It was crazy. And they were sleeping in, I mean, you know the convention center. It's big concrete room.
Right.
Overhead fluorescent lights.
Right.
No carpet. Nothing comfortable about it.
And they were sleeping in one of those rooms?
In one of those rooms. They left all of the lights on until about 3:30 in the morning and then turned off half of them. And then they came back on at 6. You could only have a sleeping bag, chair, pillows, whatever it was, that fit in your backpack. So you couldn't have, you know, brought in a cot or something to make your life a little bit better. And they had the shitty Papa John's franchise was open all night if you needed food. They had one bathroom open for men and women.
Okay.
Apparently they ran out of paper about 2 in the morning. And this happened, you know, both nights because they learned so much on the first day.
So what was the advantage of sleeping there?
You were first in line so that when they allowed you to queue up at 5 a.m., you were there for the exclusive merchandise or to get into the big 40th anniversary panel that Harrison Ford and George Lucas and John Williams showed up as.
Right.
Or today, I don't remember what the first thing was, but there was another big panel today that you couldn't get into. And any of the good stuff was gone before anyone who didn't sleep there could get in the door.
Jesus.
You know, people were getting Mark Hamill autographs and Felicity Jones and all these people and paying ridiculous amounts of money for them. On the first day, the fabulous Orange County Convention Center decided that they were only going to use one entrance. So you get there and park, and for this is in the old wing of the convention center.
Okay.
So I took the back way by where we used to live and parked in that parking lot.
Right.
And then you had to walk all the way around the goddamn building to the far end of the other side of the building to get in into the building. And then you had to walk all the way down to the other end of the building to get into the room to get in the line on the other end of the building. It was ridiculous. It was like a 3-hour freaking walk.
Jesus.
Just to get in the building. A lot of people complained. And we all got emails Thursday night saying that they learned a lot from this first day, and they've made some changes, and they're going to open additional entrances. And so it went a little bit better yesterday and today.
Okay.
Today I was so damn early, I didn't have to pay for parking. But yeah.
Wow.
But it's. I mean, rumors were that there were about 100,000 people there.
Jesus.
If you figure a minimum of $40 a head,
right?
It's $4 million walking in the door.
Right.
Doesn't include parking, food, water, merchandise, photo ops, autographs, special events, any of that shit.
So.
And it's all about how much money they can make off you now. It was pretty bad.
So I take it that, like, while you could get in line for a Mark Hamill autograph, I'm assuming that Harrison Ford was nowhere to be found.
No. He was not. Harrison Ford charges, I think it's about $350 a signature now.
Jesus. So he's right up there with Felicity Huffman.
Felicity Jones.
Yeah.
Yes, nobody would pay $350 for Felicity Huffman.
Felicity Jones.
Yeah, she was like 200 something.
What the fuck, man?
It's, you know, it used to be that this was for the fans, and you wouldn't go bankrupt, and they have a new autograph partner this year, which is Topps, who does the trading cards.
Right.
And major screw up on their part on the first day. They didn't get half the people through the lines, and people were pissed. Which means then you had twice as many people the rest of the week who had to get, you know, get their autographs or, you know, refunds or whatever. Yeah, it was a cattle call. Lots of cool stuff happened, none of which I saw. but yeah.
I mean, I've been able to watch almost every panel in its entirety on YouTube.
Well, that's more than I did. I went to some very interesting collecting panels.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's kind of what I do.
Right.
Very interesting things. Did not realize how popular collecting the back cards from old Kenner figures was.
Really?
That some of them go for $3,000 to $6,000.
Just the card.
Just the card.
Without
no bubble, no figure. Yeah.
Really?
Just the card. Yep. Cray cray.
Man, see, I wasn't smart enough when I was a kid to save any of that shit. I have a ton of that kind of stuff for Star Trek, so Star Trek needs to get their ass in gear.
Yeah.
So I can make some money.
That's not going to happen.
Because I have to repipe my house now, so.
Yeah. yeah. But yeah, so I saw an interesting one on like paper products, and then I saw one on Hallmark. Didn't realize that they've only been doing it for about 20 years. I feel like I have thousands of dollars tied up in my Hallmark stock in my closet. I did go to the one with Steve Sansweet.
Okay.
You don't know, Steve Sansweet runs Rancho Obi-Wan.
Right.
Which is basically a warehouse
It's like every single piece of merchandise that's ever been created for Star Wars.
Yes,
is on
display. He has one of each,
and it goes as far as like bootlegs and knockoffs and like all the really weird shit from like Asia,
and custom art pieces and all that stuff. So that was very interesting. But yeah, in terms of the big, very popular things, didn't get to hear John Williams live conducting the orchestra, or I saw Ray Park on one of the stages, and I saw Josh Gad. Not sure why he was there.
Really?
Well, I kind of know why he's there.
Because he's friends with Daisy Ridley, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's why.
Because he did all those videos of him trying to coerce her into telling her the secrets.
Yes. So, yeah. One thing that really pissed me off this year is they were broadcasting the Star Wars show.
Okay.
Not sure what it is.
That's a YouTube thing.
Okay. Well, they were broadcasting it from opening to closing.
Okay.
And all of the really cool photo ops that, like, the crazy Belgians have built, like Jabba's Palace and the Millennium Falcon interior.
Right.
And this year they had a brand new life-size TIE fighter, and Roxy the Rancor was there. Well, they were all arranged to be the set for their show. So you couldn't even get near them. And in fact, they would, when they're filming the show, they're filming with their backs to the audience.
Nice.
So it's like, wow, this is like a real shit experience. Thank you. So, you know, I just made the best of it and walked around and took pictures and spent way too much money and, you know, good times.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you didn't get any autographs?
Did not get any autographs.
No, you didn't want Hayden Christensen or...
You know, I'm at the point where it's got to be a good signature. Like, I don't want a drunken scrawl.
Okay.
For $100. I, like, want to be able to make out your fucking name. And these guys were just being pushed through a queue.
Oh, okay.
So it's like they weren't taking their time. Rian Johnson.
Yeah, the director of Episode 8.
Was there. In fact, he was he stopped in overnight when the people were sleeping and was signing autographs and stuff, and people were saying he was just scribbling on paper. You can't even make out what it is.
Yeah, but that's a lot of autographs these days.
Exactly, which is why I've kind of been very selective about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So compare this with MegaCon. Like, which one do you think was better run?
Neither.
Neither.
So this year, Celebration had a lot of empty floor space.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's because the cost for a booth was so expensive, or people just didn't care anymore. But whereas at MegaCon, you know, it's a mile and a half of merchandise.
Right.
There was wide open spaces.
Really?
In addition to the two food courts and the autograph corral. The other thing was the Celebration store was behind Pipe and Drape.
Okay.
And I never even got close enough to it.
Really?
I'm like, if there's anything I want, I'll order it online afterwards when it's on sale.
That's weird.
Even when I left tonight at like 7 o'clock, there was like an hour and a half wait to get in and look at shit.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was really poorly handled, I would have to say. Really poorly handled. On that first day, a lot of their employees didn't know what the hell was going on. Couldn't tell you where to go or how to get anywhere, and just inexcusable for, you know, this company that they sold it to called Reed Pop, to not have a clue.
Hmm.
You know, to not know that you need more than one entrance, and
well, you would think somebody from the convention center would have been like, hey,
No, they don't care. They get their money. They've got their money. But when you walked in on the first day, they had seven metal detectors set up, and only four of them were working. And then when they opened up the additional entrances Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you had to get wanded.
Okay.
By some, old person who doesn't really know what they're doing, but they got to pay their Medicare. So,
Yes.
yeah.
Wow.
Very interesting experience.
Well, I still would have preferred that to dealing with what I dealt with.
Yes.
But that sucks that's the state of it now. I mean, we've talked about how MegaCon isn't what it used to be, and the con scene in general is now way more about money than anything
Yeah,
else.
I was pretty disappointed.
I mean, it sounds it. I mean,
But
I can understand why.
like I said, I made the best of it. It's all a bunch of people who want to do their own thing, and nobody really, are good human beings about it. I can't tell you how many goddamn times I'm walking down the sidewalk or walking down an aisle, and some asshole has to stop dead in their tracks to text.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like, come on. And I finally got to the point that I was just like shoving people out of my way. I mean, not bulldozing them, but deliberately trying to hit them as I went by. Because they're stupid. There's these 300-pound guys with backpacks and a 3-foot tube with a poster in it, and they have no idea that they're in the way.
Right.
And it's like, whatever.
So I take it that everything on the sales floor was all Star Wars?
90% of it.
90%.
90% of it. There were the typical vendors like Loungefly and what are the other one? InStylin and the big T-shirt one and Ruby's Costumes was there, and they had other non-Star Wars stuff, and a
Okay.
few of the vendors had some non-Star Wars stuff, but most of it was Star Wars.
Okay. That's what I
However,
figured. I mean,
none of it was anything I was looking for at those prices.
right.
Because it felt pretty inflated.
Well, I'm sure it was. I mean, even like at MegaCon now, or any of the ones that I've been to recently. It's always like, well, I can get that online for like $10 cheaper. I mean, it feels like cons are, they're just
They're
not
just,
worth going to anymore.
no, they're a way to make money off of people. If you don't have a venue that's large enough to accommodate, I'd say at least 25% of your audience, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
Or you shouldn't be bringing in Harrison Ford, Because they're going to cause so much demand that you can't support it, and you've got a bunch of pissed off people.
But if Harrison Ford is only available, well, I mean he wasn't available for like autographs. He j was just at the panel, right? I wonder what his appearance fee is then.
Well, I don't know if it's tied to what his film contract was.
Oh, you think like this was the last thing of
Yeah.
like.
Because I do know for a fact that they had all the voice talent from Rebels there.
Right.
And I know that part of their contract is they have to show up at these things, and they don't get appearance fees.
Oh.
So they probably got signing fees from Tops,
Right.
but they didn't get, when I worked with Mark Hamill several years ago, he got $100,000 for 3 days, and he worked for 2 hours a day.
Right.
But this is tied directly to the film promotion, so I don't know how that worked.
So you think the Rogue One people were the same way?
Yeah,
Yeah.
because I mean, is Oscar Isaacs in that much demand?
I mean, he's been in a bunch of shit recently.
Yeah, what about the Mexican guy? Reese.
Diego Luna? That guy?
Yes.
I mean, he's a pretty big star in Mexico.
Yeah, who cares? This is Florida. Who gives a shit?
Missed you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think that's interesting that shit's now contracted that way of like, hey.
Well, you have to because that's part of getting the word out for the movie.
Well, I can understand like Daisy Ridley and like because they have a movie coming up, but
Right?
like Rogue One and shit is already
Well, it just came out on video.
Oh, so they got to go back through it all?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And I guess Felicity Jones can just charge whatever the fuck she wants, thinking, well, if they really want to meet me, they'll pay it.
Yeah, but I wonder how much of that is her and how much is her agent.
Oh, it's probably all her agent, because I don't think like Felicity Jones has ever been to any kind of con signing thing before.
Right.
I mean,
I mean, it was very cool that they had all these people there, and there were people walking around with like their signed Rogue One posters, and it's like, that's awesome,
right.
but you've got like $2,000 worth of signatures on that poster right now,
Right.
and that's way out of my budget.
Right.
I would not come close to spending that. Sorry, not worth it.
Well, I mean, it's not worth it to you, but I mean, some people,
Exactly.
I'm
To
sure.
some people it is, and
Yeah.
that's great. If that's what you want to do, that's fantastic.
Right.
I tend to be a little more realistic with my money. Because I don't think in 50 years that Felicity Jones is going to have the same staying power of Carrie Fisher.
Well, that's true.
So.
Did you see John Knoll walking around at all?
Who?
John Knoll, the visual effects suit that actually came up with Rogue One.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I mean, out of all the people that are there, he'd be the guy that I would want to meet.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea who he is.
Okay. Well, fine. Whatever. I mean, I don't know. It'd be interesting to meet Hayden Christensen, I think. 'Cause he's had some time to reflect on all that shit and really he's come back around to it.
Yeah, I think they all do when the money dries up.
Well.
I mean, look at Anthony Daniels. What else has he done?
Well, yeah, I know. Jeremy Bullock.
Poor Jeremy Bullock.
You didn't want to meet Tamara Morrison?
I've already met him. He's a really nice guy.
Okay.
He's tiny.
Is he?
Yeah.
Not as tiny as
He's
Deep Roy, though.
not as tiny as Deep Roy. He's maybe a little bit taller than you.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. What the fuck, yo?
So when Leia says to Mark Hamill, "You're a little short to be a stormtrooper."
Well, I would be too short to be a stormtrooper. That I know.
Yes.
But whatever. Well, that's a shame that that's where it ended up.
Yeah. I mean, it's what it is, you know? Life goes on. Obla-dee, obla-da.
I know, but still. It shouldn't be that way. Should be like the past days of where like you could actually like talk to people and not feel like you had to pay fucking $70 to do it.
Oh, gone are those days, my friend.
I know.
Gone are the days of fan interaction.
I know.
And not getting ripped off for trying to take a selfie when you're getting an autograph signed.
I mean, you're not even going to be around for MegaCon, so.
I know, right? And Meatloaf's going to be there. I've had to pay to get a picture with Meatloaf.
Mike Tyson is going to be there.
Yeah, see, and that just
Sunday.
Tells you that MegaCon's going down the toilet. It's, hey, anybody we can find, we'll say is a guest.
Although there is one person that I wish I could go and meet. Now looking at
Alice this. Cooper?
No.
No?
I don't give a shit
Tim
about
Perry?
Alice Cooper. No. I would like to meet Jenna
Charlie
Coleman.
Charlie Cox. Oh.
Jenna Coleman is probably my favorite companion on Doctor Who.
Okay.
She would be worth meeting. I don't know what... I'm almost afraid to see... Oh, it's $60 for an autograph. Eh.
See, that's on my upper threshold there.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's a good price for you? Like $40?
20 to 40.
20 to 40?
20 to 40.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find anybody like that.
No.
Anymore.
Well, what about the kid with the lisp from Stranger Things?
Although Meatloaf is only $50.
See?
The kid with the lisp is...
TBD.
Let's see. Is it?
Yep.
No, $40.
Oh, is it 40?
$40 for an autograph, $40 for a selfie, $55 for a photo op.
See, $40 for a selfie is a goddamn ripoff.
I totally agree. When I see that shit where it's like $20 for a picture with your camera, it's like, why, huh? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly. Money-grubbing whores.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's not the kid going, hey. I'm sure
right.
It's his agent going, hey, you know, we can make an extra $40 if we do selfies.
Yeah, true.
Charlie Cox is $60. Katie Lotz is $50.
Yeah.
It's cheaper to get a selfie with her than the kid with the lisp.
Really?
Yeah. By $10.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Whatever. Life goes on.
Now, see, Tom Wilson is going to be there signing Back to the Future shit, which he doesn't do very often.
No, he doesn't, and but he probably needs money for more paint.
Well, his autograph is only $50.
It's still a lot for him.
I know.
See, that's just it. It's like he's a $20 signature at best.
Do you think that they're giving guidelines? You think that like, here's what the average is?
No, I think they all talk to each other.
Oh, really?
I think a lot of them have the same agents.
Okay.
And I think a lot of them compare notes and going, well, why Scott Baio getting $70? You know?
Yeah, true. Oh, Yaya Han's going to be there again.
Oh, great.
With Cecil Grimes.
That's fantastic. Together?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a favorite. I don't see her. No Ivy Doom Kitty?
Oh. So sad.
Well, fuck it. Now I'm really not going.
Yeah.
We should join Cause a Commotion.
Cause a Commotion?
There are two people that dress up like the Penguin and Fish Mooney and look like neither one of them.
Okay.
And they're called Cause a Commotion.
Oh. That sounds great.
You should really look up the picture because it's worth seeing. For some reason, they're listed under anime guests. Ugh. Here, wait. Let me hit you up with this. This slice of tasty. Whoever photoshopped this picture too should be shot. pop up.
Well, it popped up, but it's not going anywhere. But, oh my god. Oh. Wow, that's pretty bad.
I mean, at least Cecil Grimes looks like Andrew Lincoln with the big beard.
Yeah, but neither one of them.
No, no. I don't know what possessed them to take this picture.
Because
of, like...
their friends say, oh my god, you look just like the Penguin. You should go dressed as the Penguin. It'll be so funny. Oh my god, you're hilarious. Stop it. I can't take it. Yeah. So speaking of cosplay.
Yeah.
So
did you go dressed?
I did not go dressed.
Oh, okay.
But I have identified a new problem in the cosplay world, and it's what I call lazy cosplay.
Okay.
So instead of coming up with an original character, what you do is you buy a helmet, and then you wear a bathrobe, a grass skirt, a suit, something like that, and a helmet.
So it's like bathrobe stormtrooper or...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Today there was a Jedi Maleficent, which was basically the Maleficent Angela Jolie holding a lightsaber.
Because they already had the Maleficent costume from something else.
Yes.
Yeah.
And another thing that I thought was funny was the crossover cosplay.
Okay.
I saw no fewer than 3 Mary Poppins Jedis. There were 2 Maleficents. There was a doctor. There were stormtroopers in Superman and Wonder Woman armor. There were Greedos in Ghostbuster jumpsuits.
Oh, Jesus.
There was a whole group of Marvel Jedis, which I took pictures of while they were in the trash compactor, which was kind of funny. But there was a Green Lantern, so I took his picture, so I could send it to you at some point.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, there were rapper stormtroopers.
Okay.
Which was basically they were wearing tracksuits and stormtrooper helmets and big gold chains. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely lazy cosplay.
Yeah. They're, you know how we did the Wild West Heroes that one year?
Yep.
So that same artist has also done Rockabilly Star Wars.
Okay.
Characters. And one of them was a, like a high school greaser Han Solo that I saw that was pretty good.
Well, see, what's the line for you? Like, where does it cross over into lazy?
When you put no effort into it. When you're wearing the suit you bought for your grandmother's funeral and the Darth Vader helmet.
But, see, we've seen things in the past that we thought were clever, which...
But in the past, they were clever.
Okay.
Now, when there's 50 of them...
Well, okay.
Not so clever.
Okay, I gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Because I remember us... Remember the year that we were trying to figure out who the people were, and they were dressed like Frozen characters, but they also had, like...
Yes, Anakin Skywalker and Han Solo.
Yes.
Yes.
And we've sat there forever trying to figure that out.
That was very clever.
Right.
CPA Stormtrooper, not so clever. Yeah.
Oh, that's a damn shame.
Yeah. Well, you know, life goes on.
Because everybody sees everybody else dress up, and they want to do something.
I can do this, and it's easy.
Right. Right. Oh, then all I got to do is take the helmet off if I'm too hot.
Exactly.
And
that's what they were doing.
Oh. Okay.
They would pose for a picture and then take the helmets off. As I was leaving, there was one really cool stormtrooper from Battlefront. I think it was from Battlefront video game.
Okay.
That was like 9 feet tall.
Okay.
And they were kind of off the corner, and one guy was dressing him because he was on stilts and had this big, huge costume. And then he was in the costume for about 10 minutes, couldn't walk, could barely move his arms, and then it was done.
Okay. It's like,
oh, well, was it worth it?
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you have to have some kind of, like...
hook.
Well, yeah, you got to be able to sit there and work through some of the pain.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, what's the weather like?
It's been nice. It hasn't hit 80.
Oh.
So it's been windy, breezy, not too bad.
Oh, so they're real pussies then.
Yeah, a lot, very much. Very much so.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I know my brother-in-law went in
Oh, I
costume.
Saw him.
Did you?
Yeah, I saw him. I didn't say anything to him, but I saw him.
I didn't think you would.
No.
Because I'm sure he'd be like, who are you?
Hey, Fernando!
Yeah.
I'm the friend of the guy you're... father hates.
So when they were here for the kid's birthday, he asked me to 3D print him
a personality.
Yeah, I wish. The Poe Dameron badge that
for the uniform.
He had bought a coat and it was missing the little metal badge piece on the over the pocket. So I printed one that was designed specifically for the jacket because the jacket has a little pocket that it goes in.
Right.
So I see the pictures. He's got this thing pinned to the outside. I'm like, you stupid motherfucker.
Don't you know anything?
I'm like, you couldn't even try to put it in the coat? Like, whatever.
Well, there you have it.
Give up trying to figure these people out, man.
Yes.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was an interesting weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this weekend, though, we did get our first trailer for Episode 8, The Last Jedi.
Yes, we did.
What did you think of it?
It's amazing that, like, a quarter of your video can be nothing but darkness and you get away with it.
They did that with episode 7 as well.
Yep.
The very first teaser, which they're on a little different schedule now because that what they were doing was the first teasers were coming out at like Thanksgiving.
Right.
They were putting out a trailer at Celebration and then a behind the scenes for Comic-Con and then the final trailer around October.
Mm-hmm.
So they've now shifted for some reason, and now we're getting the very first look at Celebration instead of like the very first real trailer.
Right.
So, yeah, they did that thing again where I guess they're using the same trailer company, and they're just like, here's the shit that we can show, kinda.
Yeah, kind of.
Like, it's all out of context. You're not going to learn anything about the story. It's just flashes of people you want to see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, Snoke is in there.
Yeah, and so they did this weird thing where Luke is talking to Rey, and there's a shot where, like, all of a sudden now she's Superman, where she's got her hand down on the ground and the rocks are kind of, like, circling around it, like they kind of did in Man of Steel. And, Luke is talking to her about close your eyes, what do you see? And when she says what she's seeing, there is other audio from other movies that are playing behind it
mm-hmm.
that you really can't understand and hear what they're saying. And I'm like, what? Huh? Like, it was very confusing for a first trailer. And I'm almost certain that the line that Luke says at the end of it's time for the Jedi to end is not the line that he speaks in the trail in the actual.
Of course
movie.
Not. No,
they
of
have
course
cobbled
not.
That shit together to make everybody go, "What?" I'm sure when he's standing at the cave door, his thing is, your training has to end or come to an end or whatever the fuck he says.
Yeah.
Like, to get her off the island and back into the fucking action or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just to stir up conversation.
Yep.
All it is.
Yep. And I don't, you know, after the whole Rogue One fiasco, I'm not taking anything at face value.
No.
No.
Okay.
These will be fun to watch, but I'm not counting on it as, like, an actual look into the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to change my outlook on shit like that. But I am happy that they at least released something. It wasn't as good as the Thor Ragnarok trailer.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that.
I did not.
Okay. That so Marvel really knows how to make a good trailer. They make trailers where people want to see the movies instead of just like showing bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that. I like Marvel a lot. I think that they have a way of making me excited for something that I might not have necessarily been excited for.
Sure.
Because, I mean, Thor is, by all accounts, like one of the trilogies that's not as good.
Okay.
As some of the other stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't particularly like Doctor Strange.
Okay.
I appreciate what it was.
Yeah.
But
that's about it.
It's not something that I'm going to go back and watch 10 times like Guardians of the Galaxy or The Avengers or anything like that.
Okay.
But, you know, Thor has had two outings on his own and they've both been okay. But this one makes me want to go to the theater and watch a Thor film. So they've done their job.
Hmm.
They have sold the ticket.
Well, good.
So.
Yay, that's one.
So, anyway. Well, I'm very upset I didn't get to go. Although, after what you tell me, it sounds like it would have been a lot of standing in line.
It was a lot of standing in line. But see, if we were both standing in line, then one of us could go pee every so often.
You didn't get to pee, you had to hold it? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just had a Coke bottle with me.
You had a stadium pal and a catheter?
No, not even that. Had a nice big Gatorade jug.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And then I just left it on the stage somewhere. I'm going to put this right here.
Give this to Mark Hamill.
It's my urine.
He'll know who it's from.
Yeah. In fact, when I was flying home from Barbados the other morning...
Oh, first world problems.
I know. Well... There was a little black kid who had to go in the middle of the immigration line, so what do you know?
Oh, really?
There's Dad holding his wee-wee into an empty Coke bottle, filling it up, and they stopped in the middle of the line, so you had to wait till they were done. Because I don't know if you've ever tried to, like, walk and pee at the same time, but it's kind of hard.
Well, maybe for you.
Well... Anyway, so yeah. Best part of the last few weeks.
Oh, well, that sounds like it's fun, I guess.
Yeah.
That actually sounds terrible. Whatever. Well, I know you can't talk about what you were doing, but...
I was doing some work for the government. It's making license plates.
You came back shortly after they dropped that big bomb in Afghanistan, huh?
What? I know nothing. Nothing.
That's the rumor I'm going to start, that you were the guy that pulled the...
I was the guy who pulled the trigger?
Yep.
Yes, I opened the Bombay door.
You're Hal. Open the pod bay door, Hal.
That's right.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, well.
But yes, and then after today, I'm leaving you again.
For like 3 months? No, it's not.
Not like 3 months. Only 2 months.
Like 2 months.
Yeah.
8 weeks.
I know. But you never know when you're going to get a crackly phone call in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Hey, I'm in Colombia.
Yeah.
You want a podcast?
We're going through the locks.
Yes. Here, listen to this.
Just sounds like running water.
Yes.
No, I've got to pee.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to make noises on the phone.
You just don't want to talk to me anymore.
Well, hey, you finally got it.
I understand. You bastard. It's fine. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Be that way.
Yes.
Oh, did you see James Bond actor Clifton James died? I'm sure
that
means
he?
Nothing to you.
It does mean nothing to me.
He was Sheriff J.W. Pepper for Live and Let Die and then The Man with the Golden Gun.
Oh, of course.
He also played the cop in Superman 2.
Okay.
So when Zod and Nan and Ursula land in the small town that they think is Houston.
Yeah.
And there's the two cops. There's the fat old cop and there's the skinny young cop. He was the fat old cop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, all right then.
Yeah. He was also in Cool Hand Luke, Eight Men Out, and Bonfire of the Vanities.
Well, we shall miss him.
He had 5 children.
Wow.
14 grandchildren. 4 great-grandchildren. Died at the age of 97. Or 96.
Well, that's a good life.
That's a good long life. His thing, according to Variety, it says that James died close to his childhood home. Like, was he crawling to get there? And he died just within sight of it? Like, what does that mean?
He wasn't quite there.
So, okay. So he died surrounded by his friends, family, and loved ones.
Yeah. That they were, like, drawing straws to see who pulled the plug?
Well, my question is that really comforting? Because all these people have to watch you die.
And then they have to live with the fact that they've seen your last breath.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be better to just, like, all right, look, everybody just leave me alone. It's great to see y'all.
I'm going to go in here and die in peace.
Come back in a week and get the corpse.
A week?
Yeah. Well, you know.
You want it fresh?
He also fought in World War II, where he earned 2 Purple Hearts and a Silver Star.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. I don't know. Whenever I see that where they're like, oh, he was surrounded by loved ones when he died. No. Everybody leave me alone.
Well, I think it's that outdated idea, you know, that you got to be there to send him off.
But why? Okay, so...
You don't want me there when they pull the plug?
You're going to die before me. Come on.
All right.
So,
now it's a race.
So, okay. Fuck, I lost my train of thought. I was going somewhere with that. Okay. So I know I'm in the minority of being an atheist and the fact that I believe that when you die, that's it. You're dead.
Okay.
You don't go anywhere. You don't see anything. It goes black and you're done. It scares the shit out of me.
Right.
Wakes me up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat. But that's,
does it really?
Yes, it does. But that's what I feel is going to happen. So most of the people who we read about are religious in some aspect or another.
Okay.
So they all believe that when they die, they're going to see whoever just died again. So why would you need to send them off if they're just going to go see them when they die? And maybe it's like Lost, where like there is no thing of time. And like when you die, you show up like you just got there. And then you all sit in a church and go into a big white light.
But see, that's the thing that's weird, because like, what if you remarry after your wife dies?
That's a whole thing with
Does
me.
Does the first wife come back, and then when the new wife dies, then, you know, what happens?
That was a question that I posed to my very religious mother, who they have a friend.
Oh, God.
They have a friend who my dad knew in the Navy, who passed away suddenly. His wife wound up with a friend of his whose wife had died, and they got together and got married. And the woman who is friends with my mother is very, very religious and very, very much believes in a heaven, and to the point where she went to, who was the fraud psychic guy that would talk to the dead people?
John Edward. Yep.
And he told her that it was okay, that this dude was in heaven, and that he was fine so that she could get remarried.
Okay.
So my question to my mother was, who does she end up with for eternity? Because she says she loves the new guy. But
right.
She also loved the guy that died. How does that work? And she was like, I don't know. It's like, so you can't sit there and tell me that that's okay. Because, I mean, do they all live together? Is it then a foursome? Like, is it like the afterlife version of Swingers? Like,
there you go.
Like, look, you got to sleep with my wife after I died. So I got dibs on your wife.
Yeah.
Like, all that shit is just so confusing to me. Nobody can explain it, so nobody can, like, you know, to give me a real honest answer.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't even think that happens anyway, so.
What, did you get honest answers?
No, that there's a place that you go after you die.
Oh.
I would like to think there is, but I don't see any proof of that. And I know what everybody out there is thinking. Well, that's what it means to have faith. And I'm sorry, I don't. Just the way I am. But whatever. So,
yeah.
So have you caught up on any TV shows in the short time you've been home?
I was able to stream the finale of Walking Dead.
Oh, good. Let's talk about that.
Yes. Okay.
So very lackluster finale as compared to years past.
Yeah.
I'm a little tired of these extended episodes that don't really need to be extended.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have done what they did in an hour, cut out a bunch of the other stupid shit that was in there. And the actual battle could have been like twice as long. I felt like it was a little
forced.
Well, not just forced, but like rushed, I guess.
I just really wanted them to kill off all of the trash people.
Well, they have to be around for, you know, later on.
But now they're the enemy.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're just going to get used in the war. And there'll be a scene where Michonne gets her revenge on...
Jadis. Yeah.
But now you know why she was named Jadis, which is real close to Judas.
Judas, of course.
There's no subtlety on The Walking Dead.
No. No. I wonder if we're going to find out that Eugene is working from the inside, or if he's just the coward we all think he is.
Oh, he's the coward.
I was a little surprised by Sasha's death.
Why?
I expected more of her death and not her to kill herself, and I couldn't figure out what the episode was about. It's like, is she masturbating with headsets on? What's going on? Because she's making all these like moaning noises, and it's like, what the hell?
Yeah. After the like the third commercial break where she came back and she was like breathing really weird,
Yeah.
I was like, she's dying. For whatever reason, whether we find out that Negan stuck her with a knife before they put her wherever, she's dying. Like, and there was so her story follows another character's story in the comic books. And in the comic books, when they show up to Alexandria, they march out this woman with a bag on her head and her hands tied behind her back and says, "Look, we'll trade you, okay? We give you her, you guys give us the guns, everything's cool, whatever." And they march her in and pull the bag off, and she's a walker.
Okay.
Well, they've already done that on Fear the Walking Dead.
Right.
There was an episode where they were exchanging the chick's daughter for somebody who had taken the boat over. And same thing, bag on the head. He had already turned. They pull it off, throw him at the guys, they escape. So they couldn't do that on The Walking Dead again. So they had to come up with something new. And I think, yeah, I mean, I think the chick that plays Sasha? No. What's her name?
Which one?
The one who got killed. The one that was in the.
Sasha.
Sasha. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, it kind of took away from her death that, like, you know, everybody else on the cast gets these, like, moments of really focusing in on their death and you feel bad that they're gone and whatever. And this was just like, hey, open this and hey, now she's a zombie. So yeah, it was a little lackluster. It was, and now they're saying there might be a writer strike come October, so that we might not get a Walking Dead in October.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
Yeah, we'll see how long that writer strike lasts. Because that was the same thing that happened to Lost when they broke apart the episodes.
Yes.
And they did the they did like the two mini seasons a year.
Yes.
Which I mean, Walking Dead kind of does when they take that break at Christmas.
Yeah. I suppose.
The era of the mid-season finale. So, I mean, it is what it is. I think it could have been done better. At least they used the tiger. I do like Negan though. I like his. I don't know if you caught it when they're driving out of Alexandria and he's got his middle finger stuck up out the window as they're like shooting the truck. Like he just does not give a fuck. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is having a good time.
I mean, yeah.
So, well, I'm glad you're able to come back for this week.
Well, thanks.
Missed you.
Oh,
It's going to
it's
be hard
nice.
waiting 2 months to talk to you again.
Like I said, you never know.
Yeah, whatever. You get
I'll be calling you from a Panamanian jail
you
saying send cash.
you get way too busy.
Oh, sooner or later I'll make time.
I know.
Maybe.
It's just gonna be a long time.
Oh, whatever.
So I will come up with something for the next 8 weeks.
Yes.
7 weeks, whatever it is. Until you're back.
Yes.
Something similar to what I did before.
Just some random people on the street you invite over?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to be on a podcast? You want to be on a podcast? All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us or me for the next 2 months, you can send me an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
And this is John.
Have a good week.
Yeah, don't expect anything.